During the festival, the students built a fully robotic instrument from scratch under the tutelage of guest artist, electronic music composer, robotic instrument builder, and SCSU alumnus Troy Rogers. I spoke with Assistant Professor of Music Dr. Christian Twombly to find out what the event was all about.
Well, with this weekend's festival, we were hoping to celebrate handmade electronic music in the state of Minnesota. We have quite a lot of local connections to electronic music. We had 10 students and community members together work together to imagine and build this musical robot, which they have named ElmerBot. They soldered all of the circuits onto the circuit board, built the frame, did all the drilling.
I also talked with a participant in the Minnesota Made New Media Festival, composition and new media student at SCSU, Jack Fitzgerald, to hear more about ElmerBot and what it was like to build a functional robotic instrument and compose electronic music.
The robot itself is a set of five bell-like bowls and a drum. We spent the weekend building the boards, the brain of the robot, mounting the solenoids, the motors that hit the bells, and of course building the frame that the bells are mounted on. I spent a lot of my time soldering the boards together, and I've also mounted the solenoids onto the arms so they can reach where they're supposed to hit on the bells. All of it was algorithmically written using a program called MaxMSP. And, you know, basically you just kind of tell it what the parameters are for, say, note duration or how many notes in a bar. And, you know, it just randomizes values and composes itself, basically. I learned a lot about robotics and electronics and, you know, different styles of composition and learning how to compose for an instrument you don't even play.
Co-director of the festival, Christian Twombly, explained more about the robots that were part of Troy Rogers' performance.
We had one robot that was based around a string instrument. We had one robot that was based around a wind instrument like a clarinet. We had another robot that was based around the voice, although it wasn't a speaking robot. It acted like the voice with the sounds that the voice can make. And then finally, of course, ElmerBot, the one that we built this weekend. It sounded quite a lot, actually, like an Indonesian instrument called a gamelan.
The weekend culminated in a final performance featuring the student-built ElmerBot center stage in the Performing Arts Center's Ruth Gant Recital Hall. The robotic percussion instrument ElmerBot was surrounded by other electronic music robots to combine for a unique electronic music concert. Guest artist and robotic instrument builder Troy Rogers explained what the student's role was and what the weekend meant to him as a whole.
The students composed as a group conceptually a piece, and then some of them worked on the programming. I've been blown away and just by the level of creativity.
Steve Kersall, reporting for KVSC News.